Now, it's a rainy one for a lot of Wisconsin today. Not ideal for eating or doing much of anything outside, but sunnier days are ahead, and with that comes the joy of eating together outside. Memorial Day weekend is our gateway to summer cookouts, picnics, and other fun gatherings, so we thought we'd get a jump on the holiday weekend in this week's edition of Food Friday. And it's not just the stuff on the grill. Our guest has great advice for foods you can bring along to your summer gathering, whatever it is. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you planning, say, a Memorial Day weekend get-together outdoors? What's on the menu so far? Do you need advice for the menu? Are you attending a barbecue for the holiday weekend? Do you look forward to picnics? What are some of your favorite things to serve at a summertime get-together? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Allie Rosen is the author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. She hosts a food show in New York City called Potluck, and her latest cookbook is called Modern Freezer Meals, simple recipes to cook now and freeze for later. We'll hear a few of those recipes from that book. Allie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me again.
You're a big potluck fan, I think indoors or out. A cookout's basically an outdoor potluck, I guess. What is it that you love about bringing dishes to share?
Well, I think that it's important, especially when we think about what we've all been through over the last few years, that the point of having meals together is to enjoy ourselves, come together. And if one person is stressed out making the whole meal, it has a very different vibe. So I just think that potlucks give everybody an opportunity to add something to the evening, to tell a story about what they're making. If you're not a person who cooks, then bring a bottle of wine or buy a dessert. I mean, you know, it's inclusive. It's not trying to like one-up people. I mean, I don't know, maybe, you know, I've been to some potlucks that are a little bit one-uppy, but for the most part, it's just trying to bring everybody together, which is what food is all about in the first place.
Now, Allie, if I say, hey, yeah, come on over, we're having a food thing. Oh, but it's outside. We're doing it on the back porch or outside one way or the other. How does that change your game plan as you start to think about things you might make?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am a big proponent, both indoor and outdoor, of bringing room temperature food. You know, I feel like there's nothing worse than getting excited about a dish that's hot and having it sit and sort of get gloopy or get a little bit sad, or having something that needs to be really cold and then it starts to melt. So I think that the first thing is like, let go of your preconceived notions about food needing to be hot, you know, like find things that do well at room temperature. And then the other thing about outdoor items is you want them to be hearty, you know? So if you're tasked with bringing a salad, you know, don't bring something with arugula that'll wilt in 5 seconds, you know, use something heartier, a romaine or a kale. You know, you want it to be able to stand up to the heat. You know, you hope that you have heat on Memorial Day. You never know, but that's always the goal.
And I steer clear of like soup, anything that's going to require a bowl for my outside thing. And I'm trying to balance it on my lap on a deck chair or something. That's a no-no, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, anything that really requires like extra utensils or, you know, you need to cut, you know, things that either are single serving or that, you know, you can just sort of spoon with a fork and can't really fall over. I mean, and especially when it comes to desserts, like bring cookies, bring brownies, like do not, after everybody's been eating, try to bring like, you know, something that needs like a trifle or a, you know, tiramisu. Like that's just not what anybody needs in that moment. So, you know, it's just try to think about like, what do you want to eat when you're standing with a plastic plate and a plastic fork? Like it is not going to be something that's hard to pick up. That's why burgers and hot dogs are kind of the go-to for cookouts, right? You can pick them up with your hands.
Now, logistically speaking, the nightmare you want to avoid is, hey, I brought potato salad and I see you brought potato salad and the host made potato salad. How do we coordinate and make sure we're not all bringing the same stuff?
Oh, that is like, you know, it's like wearing the same dress, you know, everybody's showing up on the same thing. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're the host, it's kind of on you to not be vague or circumspect. You know, I think oftentimes we want to say like, oh, bring whatever, it's totally fine. But you're setting yourself and your guests up for embarrassment and potentially not having everything that you need, right? So you can say to someone, oh, I'd love it if you'd bring the dessert. I'd love it if you'd bring some hors d'oeuvres. You know, I think it's on the host typically to provide kind of the main course. You know, you want to be the one grilling the burgers or grilling the hot dogs. But, you know, give people something to bring and be specific about it. You know, most people want the option to be specific. Now, if somebody says to you, oh my God, you know, I was thinking that I would bring potato salad instead, then great. Then you know that. But start by assigning people and then take it from there.
We're talking to Allie Rosen, author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. It's Food Friday. We're talking about food for our outdoor gatherings of all shapes and sizes, cookouts, picnics, graduation parties outside, you name it, things where you bring food and the host has food, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to host these kind of things? How do you sort out a menu? How do you delegate parts of that menu? Do you hate hosting these kind of things? Maybe our guest can help you like it a little bit more. And do you have that go-to, the one that you either you love bringing to a thing or that you did once and now everybody says, hey, you got to bring that thing? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. All right, Allie, we've got a few recipes you shared with us. People can find them at WPR.org/Food Friday. Here's one that, like you said, works at different temperatures. This sounds really good. Pork and chive orzo. Can you tell us about this one?
I love this dish because it's one of those things that you make where people are like, wow, this is so interesting. And you're like, yes, it took me 5 minutes. It's great. It's pork, a lot of chives. You know, orzo is a great it's a pasta, but it kind of reminds you of rice. You know, it's great for outdoor parties. And this, it's a lot of soy sauce, or it has a ton of flavor. So it gives meat lovers and carb lovers something to really like dig into, but it also, you know, can stand up to being in the heat or sitting on a plate. It's easy to spoon out. So, I mean, that's the kind of dish where maybe it's not your standard potato salad or something a little bit different, yeah. But it's also like really easy to find the ingredients and really easy to make.
And this one, I should say, it's from your Modern Freezer Meals book. So this is one we can make and it freezes real good for like if we have that emergency potluck scenario.
Yes. I mean, I have to say, like, as somebody who entertains a lot, you know, I wrote a book about potlucks and then I wrote a book about freezer food, but they are very intertwined because a lot of hosting is getting stuff done as far ahead as you can. So, I mean, people who are cooking for Memorial Day weekend, like make stuff this weekend and throw it in your freezer and then it'll be ready to go for next weekend. I mean, I think that we take a lot of stress on when we try to plan a party and do everything in the day before and the day of. So that's been a big change for me. You know, I have 3 kids, so I don't often have an entire morning to prep for a party. You know, it's little bits and bobs here and there. So yeah, I like to get the freezer involved.
And this pork and chive orzo, I think you said it was inspired by a recipe that started with rice. Is something like orzo, a pasta, is that gonna freeze better? I can't remember ever freezing rice dishes. Is rice bad for freezing?
No, I mean, so this is, you know, one of the things that I found so fascinating when writing this book was if you kind of push the limits of like, what can I freeze? It's really just about freezing it in the right state. So like, if you know you're going to freeze something, especially with pastas, you just want to undercook it a little bit because when you heat it back up, you know, it is going to cook again. The other thing is you want to freeze it in single servings. So if you're freezing, you know, a giant bowl of pasta, obviously by the time your microwave like gets to the interior of that, it's going to be soggy and sad, right? But if you freeze it in individual portions or you allow it to defrost, you'll have a different setup. So yeah, I think people avoid freezing pasta and it's actually, pasta freezes great. Like it's meant to hold up to heat, you know, you just don't want to overdo the heat on the front end.
Right, because you always make too much lasagna so you can freeze some of it. That makes sense to me.
Exactly. Yeah, like why do we freeze lasagna but we don't freeze other pastas? You know, it's like we get these ideas in our mind of like what things can and cannot be done in the kitchen. And a lot of the times it just takes like doing something a different way once to totally unlock a new way to think about the food that you make.
We're talking to Allie Rosen, host of the food show Potluck, author of cookbooks, including her latest called Modern Freezer Meals. It's Food Friday. We're talking about summer gatherings, hosting and attending, what to make, what to bring. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you already hosted or attended some kind of cookout or other picnic, outdoor potluck this year? How'd it go? What was a hit? What would you do differently next time? Do you have questions for our guest at 800-642-1234? And what does a cookout menu mean to you? Does it mean some brats, some buns, and some mustard? and you're done? Or does it mean lots of different stuff that lots of different people bring? What should be on the menu? What are your favorites to bring and share? Call in now at 800-642-1234. Nobody called in yet. Thought we were in Wisconsin. Thought people loved cookouts. Maybe not. Maybe not. 800-642-1234 to join our Food Friday conversation. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And hey, find some recipes from Allie over at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll continue the conversation. Maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation about cookouts and other outdoor summer food gatherings with Allie Rosen, host of the food show Potluck, author of cookbooks including Modern Freezer Meals, simple recipes to cook now and freeze for later, and with you at 800-642-1234, your cookout favorites, your favorite potluck dishes, your questions for our guest. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Kelia is with us in Milwaukee. Kalia, hi.
Hi. I am a single mom working two jobs, but I always feel like I need to bring something, so I bring the guac. And I'm wondering, how do we keep it looking fresh and appetizing versus yucky and brown?
I'm right there with you, Kalia, because like, it seems like a great, obvious thing to serve in an hour or two into the thing. Do you have any thoughts, Allie, on how to keep it looking good?
I do, and this is going to sound so weird, but stay with me. If you make your guac and it's sitting in a bowl, put a layer of water on top of it, like before you cover it with saran wrap. The air sort of can't penetrate through the water, so it's actually the thing that will keep it freshest. You can add like a little bit of lemon into that water if you want to like go the extra mile, because like the citric acid in the lemon will help, but yeah, it sounds so crazy. And then when you get to, you know, when you get wherever you're going, like just kind of dump off the water into the sink and give everything a stir. Yeah, you don't have to like leave it on there, but that will keep it fresh. It's one of those mind-boggling things where you're like, oh, like if I can do it this way, like I will never have gross, like sad brown guac again. It'll save you every time.
The key is to dump the water. I don't think anybody wants to dip their chips into that sloppy guac.
Exactly. Yeah, no one's going to want to stick their chip in like the layer of water. But yeah, no, it keeps it perfectly fresh.
Hope that helps, Kelia. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. All right, let's get another recipe in here. And this one, your setup for this one makes me realize that you and I would probably be friends, Allie, in real life, because you got a hamburger, but it's ham, and you just fell in love with the joke when you came up with it, which is exactly the thing I do with my jokes. Tell us about the inspiration for the hamburger.
Yeah, I mean, I made an offhanded joke to my brother once of like, you know, why are hamburgers like not made with ham? Like that seems sort of counterintuitive. And then I was like, wait a minute, why don't we have burgers made with ham? So this burger has like, you know, bacon and pork, and it's like a whole porky meaty deliciousness. And honestly, like, I don't know. I mean, I get that like ground beef is great, and I get that ground pork doesn't quite have as much flavor, but when you add in that bacon and, you know, some Worcestershire sauce and some other flavorings, it's like, it's the best version of a burger. I don't know why we're not all doing it. So yeah, if you want to show up to a cookout and like be the winner of the cookout, like make the ham burger. Like it's great.
Now you can find that ham burger recipe online, WPR.org/Food Friday, ham in all caps, because it's made with ham. You got it, right? 800-642-1234 is the number to call to join with your favorites or least favorites about outdoor food gatherings, the cookouts, the picnics, the potlucks, and more. 800-642-1234. Calls now. Beth Ann is with us in Bristol. Beth Ann, hi.
Hi, guys. I was going to talk about the social aspects of the potluck.
Uh-huh. Good or bad?
Well, you guys were talking about the one-upping and all that. But, you know, like my sister-in-law used to bring a taffy apple salad. And I was going to a different cookout. And I was going to bring her taffy apple salad. And when she gave me the recipe, I thought she was lying. I thought she was sabotaging me. It calls for vinegar and pineapple juice to gel the night before. Uh-huh. I honestly thought
that's one of those.
Wait, did it work? Did you try it? Did it work? Or was it?
I did. It was real.
Okay.
But I think that people do that. like, if you're so popular for a recipe and then you can't make it and someone else wants to make it, they, like, give you a saboteur ingredient so that yours won't be as good as theirs.
I can't stand it.
Well,
I know they planted it. It's
sabotage. People.
Yeah, go ahead, Allie.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's two types of people. There's the people who you can't get them to shut up about their recipes, or there's the people who guard it like a nuclear secret. You know, it's like there's nothing that you can do to get that recipe out of them. And yeah, I think if you try, like my aunt always makes this pea salad, and I've asked her for the recipe a million times. She won't give it to me. So, I mean, you know, whereas, I mean, for me, it's like all I want is to be like, oh, try this thing. I just made it, you know, so. Yeah, you got to find the people who want to give out their recipes.
Well, I hope that's you, Allie. Since you write cookbooks, I hope you're not sabotaging all our meals.
No, I don't hoard recipes.
Beth Ann,
thanks. I give of them freely.
Thanks for that call. I hope your family gets along well at the next potluck. We are talking about cookouts, dishes to bring and pass at potlucks, picnics, and more. Allie Rosen is with us. Her books include Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. Find a few recipes she shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday, or join the conversation with your favorites or your evidence of sabotage at past potlucks. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Okay. Here's one that kind of violates the hot and cold rule, but I love it. So you just got to make sure you got a freezer ready for you. You shared berry yogurt popsicles, just two ingredients in these guys.
Yes. I mean, this is like the thing I make with my kids all the time. And it's really just like get, you know, we're in that season now where good berries are starting to come. You can get those delicious local berries, combine them with a good yogurt, have a little freezer, you know, a popsicle mold, and you will have dessert forever. And it's great for kids. I mean, I don't know about other people with kids, but like when mine get a hold of anything with sugar, my whole day becomes a very different affair. Mm-hmm. So these popsicles are great because there's no sugar, there's nothing added. But the kids feel like they're getting a treat, and the adults feel like they're getting a treat too. So yeah, I love them. And everyone's like, ooh, you can add in all these special ingredients. It's like, no, yogurt, berries, you're done. It's so good.
Again, find that a pretty straightforward recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's go back to your calls now. Nina is with us in Appleton. Nina, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am calling to save everybody money who loves avocados.
Oh, good.
I want to let you know a hack that I learned. It is avocados are on sale. I buy a dozen of them. And you know how they all ripen at once? I put them in the middle of the table. They all ripen at once. But here's the way I save them. Did you know that avocados are freezable? And it does not harm the texture at all. So you can save a lot of money, and they're ripe and ready to go. All you have to do is unthaw them. They don't turn brown. And this is how I do it.
Where'd you learn
that?
You know,
the Ziploc bags.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Yeah, give us the instructions.
You get out the Ziploc bags. I use freezer bags. You know, they're thicker. So anyway, I'll take the quart size bag. I'll take 2 to 3 that avocados. I slice them, take out the pit, discard it, whatever. Then you can scoop it out and you put it in the bag. And then you smash all the air out you can. So it's a flat little sheet of avocado. You don't have to add anything to it. Get out all the air and then stack them up in the freezer, and they freeze flat. They do not turn color, and nobody knows that they're frozen.
Wow.
Because FYI, people, most restaurants, they get frozen slices from their food distributor, like Sysco. I went to chef school, so I found that out. And I'm like, I'm going to do that at home.
Fantastic, Nina. Thanks for sharing. I'd never heard of that, Allie. Had you?
Yeah, and I would add to that if you put a little bit of lemon in there, it'll hold a lot better because, again, that citric acid really helps preserve it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to use it, like, you know, if you're making something that you're really getting the texture of the avocado. Mm-hmm. But if you're, you know, putting some avocado on top of a burger, if you're using it for guacamole, it freezes great. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm very happy with anyone who is on board with the freezer train. Like I am an acolyte of freezing almost everything. So yeah, I mean, freezing avocados is great. Just don't freeze them whole without mashing them, because it does that the texture does not hold up to that.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Nina. Time for another caller. Dennis is with us in Green Bay. Dennis, hi.
Hi. I have a recipe for potato salad that I developed over the years. I call it potato salad for people who don't like potato salad.
What and puts it over the top for the potato salad haters?
Well, the thing that most people don't like is when they bite into a raw onion or a raw cucumber or a raw radish in their potato salad, and then they get overwhelmed with that flavor. So what I do is, instead of using those, I use dill pickle. And then the other thing I put in it is diced dill pickle. And then instead of putting mustard or something like that in, I use either Miracle Whip or mayo. And then I mix a quarter cup of pickle juice with that.
Oh, interesting. Dennis, thanks. We don't have too much time left. Allie, any potato salad tips you want to share, or get on board the pickle juice train with Dennis?
I mean, the pickle juice train is a train that I would love to ride on all day long. I mean, pickle juice adds so much, you know, acidity and brightness to a lot of dishes. And I would say the other thing that works well to sort of dab in is like a little bit of Worcestershire sauce or a little bit of soy sauce, you know, something to give a little umami there. Like, you won't necessarily know what it is, but yeah, you want to always pump up those potato salads, because there's nothing worse than kind of like a sad, bland potato salad. But yeah, pickle juice. Great idea.
Dennis, thanks for the call. And Allie, thanks for being with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
That's Allie Rosen, host of the food show Potluck, author of several cookbooks, including her latest Modern Freezer Meals, with us on Food Friday to talk about cookouts, picnics, and other summertime gatherings. Find her recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday.